Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 281, entitled Call on Me, Then Will I Hear. This morning I woke up and the Lord gave me a stark revelation. After years of thinking that it is better to never have been born, sporadically at times, I look at this world and I fear for my grandchildren and wonder if procreation is a command that remains sanctified and blessed by God. Because God's word does say, and woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Matthew chapter 24, verse 19 of the King James Version. It then occurred to me that without conception, without being born, even without passing from life to death, we will never see and verify his promise. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 of the King James Version. As I was going to work one morning, I saw a man running in 10-degree weather. It wasn't even 6 o'clock. I told my daughter, now that is dedication. I began to marvel because we have zeal for anything and anyone but Jesus Christ. If this were not true, there would be no need of a day of reckoning, to be more specific, the last day. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 of the King James Version. I want you to think about something. AI is a significant aspect of the beast system. It is not a small coincidence that we as humans are being replaced, and if the devil has his way, becoming obsolete. The Lord put a question on my heart to ask AI. Why does AI use so much water and power? I want you to understand the magnitude of a system that will decide who lives or dies. Because this is what it will come down to. While slowly replacing real humans with souls, with artificial parts, the ability to pick certain characteristics and to delete unattractive and undesirable traits, to be superhuman with inhuman abilities that will never be acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. To get a more in-depth understanding, please read Celestial's Prophecies of the Master's Voice prophecy blog concerning this system that is anti-God and anti-man. This is the answer that I was given. AI uses mass energy and water because training large models requires immense computing power in data centers, generating significant heat that needs extensive water-based cooling. Plus, the electricity itself often comes from power plants that consume water, creating a huge, quote-unquote, thirsty footprint for both running AI and the infrastructure that supports it. Data centers use large volumes of water, known as direct cooling, held in towers to prevent overheating, with some facilities consuming millions of gallons of water daily. Indirect cooling uses coal, nuclear, and gas to generate electricity, further exacerbating the vast use of water for its own cooling processes. Adding to this water footprint and the production of chips, servers, and specialized manufacturing hardware also has embedded water use. A single ChatGPT session can use a significant amount of water. Our use is powering it. This thing is not powering up so that a human can just flip a switch or pull a plug and turn it off. Nor will dousing it with water destroy it. It will deplete everything around it with the destruction of man being at the core, as it is learning us, draining the life out of everything in its path. It lives to consume and destroy. An evil spiritual force that will not grow tired in its torment of man. It does not have a soul or emotions, yet is permeated in a sinister wickedness, Satan's system that can only be destroyed by the true living God. Just something to think about. God knows everything that is in existence. Not one sparrow falls to the ground that he is not aware of. Even the very hairs of our heads are numbered. Every place on this earth was not meant to be inhabited by man. As we go into the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy, the Lord is specific as to where his chosen people were to live. Please remember that God is omnipresent as we read his word. These next scriptures apply to the Israelites before entering the promised land, just as it will apply to his people in the future. The word of the Lord is active and powerful, transcending time and space. And it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possessest it, and dwell therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God that I am come unto the country which the Lord sware unto our fathers for to give us. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 1 through 3 of the King James Version. While in prayer this morning and confirmed in the latest sermon by Pastor Omar Thibault, the man of God, we have forgotten about the power of prayer. Or, quote unquote, we would pray more. It is termed prayer warrior for a reason. It is specific. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. James chapter 5, verse 16 of the King James Version. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let us keep in remembrance that our God is a God of war, the mightiest warrior, the commander of a holy army, the army of the Lord with chariots of fire. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 16 of the King James Version. Let me confirm Deuteronomy 26, verses 1 through 3 with a few of the Holy Scriptures. This is a judgment for those being in the land and calling themselves a people that they are not. In collaboration with Mystery Babylon via the creation of Israel in 1948. I will gather together all the Gentile nations that were hostile to my people and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. The Lord has judged. And there I will deal with them and enter into judgment with them there for their treatment of my people, my inheritance Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. And because they have encroached on my land and divided it up, They have also cast lots for my people and have traded a boy for a prostitute and have sold a girl for wine that they may drink. Joel chapter 3, verses 2 to 3 of the Amplified Version. This has been said often to describe our Lord and Savior. He is a gentleman. I want you to keep this in mind as you meditate on these next scriptures. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I called you to be carried away captive. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 16 of the King James Version. When you call upon me, then I will hear you. The time is coming to pass as the Lord has said, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Amos chapter 9, verse 15 of the King James Version. Our God is righteous and just, so let me give you a couple of more gems. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. If they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits. Are you listening? That blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Romans chapter 11, verses 23 to 25 of the King James Version. As we must never forget this detriment as to why the remnant will be small. As only 8 persons were saved in the days of Noah, and as there were not even 10 righteous men found in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities surrounding them. How that many are called, but few are chosen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of flesh, these are not the children of God. but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 8 of the King James Version. Therefore, it is expedient that we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, A Syrian ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 4 through 6 of the King James Version. It is not written that time in this earth would get easier, nor that most would turn from their wicked ways, but a warning. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, verse 11 of the King James Version. For the Lord says, I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Revelation chapter 2, verse 9 of the King James Version. To say you are God's chosen, and you do lie, and are not, is profane and disrespectful. Our God has beautiful promises for us in His Word, but we must prepare ourselves. And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10 of the King James Version. You see, we are but as dung, filthy rags. We are nothing. And in this world, the devil will make sure we are very well aware of this. We are supposed to be joyful in diverse temptations. There should be a point in life where we are exuding peace, perfect, whole, and content. As we humble ourselves and acknowledge that we are but dust, God's eyes, His all-seeing eyes, run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those of us whose hearts are perfect towards Him. After we have allowed pride to be crucified in our hearts, lives, and minds, what we as His people are missing according to His word and faith, He commands, when you call on me, then will I hear. Then will I answer. I will be with you when you pray to me. I will listen. When you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. From a contrite, penitent, and sorrowful spirit. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 11 of the King James Version. What amazes me is how the Lord will give us truth right to our faces, and we will still refuse to believe it. It is clear and specific, and with it is the warnings that we often overlook, feigning ignorance like a deer in the headlights. We are to keep His word, His commandments, His holy statutes. Jesus gives direction and solutions throughout His word for everything that we are commanded to do. If we don't abide under the shadow of the Almighty, we will not make it. The world will always hate us. Take it literally, that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. It is not one or the other, but all of them in tandem. A complete ruin, annihilation, economic loss, even spiritual ruin and separation while becoming corruptible as you perish. Satan wants to watch every man, woman, and child suffer. And he will get to watch enough of us do so because we have no knowledge of the God that created us, His character, and His sovereignty. You can have every Bible verse memorized and still die in your sin because you cannot and will not apply it to your meager existence. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he hath brought us into this place and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God, and thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house. Thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 7 through 11 of the King James Version. As I pursue God's peace and joy, which surpasses all understanding, I am keenly aware that it is only produced in His love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 9 of the King James Version. If you don't know God and learn of Him, you will never know why we are told to love our enemies. We are told that vengeance is His and He will repay. Thus our part and what is given unto us is to be perfect, even as our Father in heaven is perfect. We are told to mirror Christ's sacrifice. The keys to unlocking true peace and joy is the power of agape love and its characteristics. Number one, unconditional. To give freely without expectation of return and based on merit. Number two, selfless and sacrificial. Seeking the good of others, even at personal cost. Number three, volitional. A deliberate choice and commitment, not just an emotion. Number four, benevolent. Deeply rooted goodwill and delight in others' well-being. And five, action-oriented or proactive, preemptive, and self-starting, which is why we will always need Jesus in our lives. Herein lies the secret to ridding yourself of bitterness and resentment. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 45 of the King James Version. It is still okay to set boundaries. The Holy Spirit imparted to me a simple way to understand that what it means to turn the other cheek is to not stoop to their level. Just as Jesus Christ did when he made the conscious decision to die for us as we spat at him and persecuted and tortured and beat him while leaving him hanging on that cross. When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled, then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of mine house, and also have given them unto the Levite, and unto the stranger, to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 12 to 13 of the King James Version. Do you think that giving people poisoned, bioengineered foods, poor air quality, and water pollution on a mass scale, creating carcinogens, subpar products that kill while being fully aware, as you diminish quality health care and fair housing, while you abolish sustainable economies, jobs, and righteous and equitable laws is of God, even as you never intended to make these laws beneficial for all. We are commanded to be perfect and holy in everything we do unto God. Just as we are to give to our Father the first fruits of our tithes and offerings without blemish or defect, it is with the same expectations that we are to give to others. The poor, widowed, fatherless, and the stranger, we are to give what is holy, sanctified, and sacred, being forbidden to give what is desecrated, profane, and unholy to those in need. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Look down from thy holy habitation, from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 14 to 15 of the King James Version. Now this scripture was referring to being ceremonially unclean, but let's go a little deeper as the Spirit guides me in our personal givings. You should not cry about giving, as he loves a cheerful giver. And you should not have a heart to give a set amount and then decide that it is too much for whatever reason. You should always be led by God, even if you become angry afterward or have an eye full of greed, envy, or lust. As I close out this chapter, let us be reminded of this. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40 of the King James Version. You cannot even be a true prophet of the Lord if you are not grounded in this agape love. "This day hath the Lord thy God commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. And the Lord hath avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations which he hath made, in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken." Deuteronomy chapter 26, verses 16 through 19 of the King James Version. Let me follow this up with some New Testament confirmation. "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 9 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me, as this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are not referenced on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.